Nice to catch up with Mark Teixeira, the first baseman for the New York Yankees, going into his 11th season in the majors. Does it feel like 11 years? Tell me what it felt like in your second and third year, Mark, as compared to going into your 11th season now.
I tell you, I really can't believe that it's been that long. You know, 11 years sounds like a long time, and I almost expect to find a few more gray hairs on my head. I got a few, but not too many. But, you know, I was very blessed that I started my career young. So I broke into the big leagues at 22. And those first few years, you know, they went by really quick just because there was so much going on. There were so many things to learn and to adapt to. But the last few years have definitely slowed down. And, you know, I guess I can look at it both ways. Sometimes I feel like it's been a long time, but others I still feel like I'm 22 again.
Certainly, you know what the grind is like. A long season, you have the beginning of the season training camp, and then 162 games, and then you have postseason, hopefully. And I'm just wondering, over the 11 years or 10 years plus now, what type of adjustments have you made to be able to adapt and be able to deal with that?
You know, baseball is a constant game of adjustments. And, you know, many people have told me, you know, when I was younger and even through my early years in the big leagues, that you know, the guys that stay around are the ones that can make adjustments, because you can have a few good years early on and surprise people. Once I went through probably 2-3 seasons, teams adjusted and they started pitching me different and started seeing what I would swing at, maybe not throw as many strikes. And then, and I had to adjust to that. And then once the teams figured out, the pitchers figured out, okay, well, he's doing this, you know, let's try this. Let's throw this at him. So it's kind of a constant cat and mouse game, you know, at the plate. And then, you know, physically with my body, I'm always trying to figure out ways to stay healthy. Last year was very disappointing to me because I had some nagging injuries. So this off season, I've spent the majority of my off season doing exercises to make sure that those nagging injuries don't pop up. And like I said, that's part of the adjustments.
What's harder to heal, the body or the mind, when you've had injuries, Mark?
I think the body is. You know, people love to say that baseball is 100% mental or 90% mental. That's a nice cliche, but the fact of the matter is it's only 100% mental if you're 100% physically. So you can go out and you can you know, be as mentally tough and watch all the video you want and do all the preparation and be zoned in and completely focused on a game. But if you tear your hamstring, or you pop your shoulder, or you get hit with a pitch on the hand, you can't play, and it's very tough to perform. So for me, you know, mentally, it's like I said, it's cat and mouse. It's always, you know, making sure that you stay even keeled and you make little adjustments here and there. Physically is the biggest thing. You know, most players don't retire because they're mentally worn out. Most players retire because physically they can't handle it anymore.
Yeah, the question, the reason I asked that question was I wondered that if you have an injury during the, say, the early part of the season, whether it plays on one's mind, oh, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't do this because I may re-injure myself in some way.
Absolutely, it does. And that's part of baseball. That's part of being a professional is figuring out how to deal with those little injuries. It's part of the game, especially when you play 162 games. You're going to get banged up here and there. And mentally, it does wear on you. So what you have to do is use all the resources around you, the doctors, the trainers, the any support staff that you can get, just to help you along the way. Because I've had plenty of seasons where I've literally limped through the season, but you go out there and play because you want to help your team win.
Yankees won the East Division in the American League. They knock off Baltimore in the first round of the playoffs, get swept in the second round by the Tigers. But when I think of the Yankees season, I understand they're going to shoot another season of MASH using the Yankees. I mean, I've never seen a team. Well, I have seen teams, but in the case that you were injured, obviously A-Rod had some problems. Derek Jeter hurts, you know, breaks his ankle in the postseason. And then Granderson was out for a period of time. CC Sabathia had some issues as well. I mean, how hard was it to maintain continuity on the Yankees this season?
And you didn't mention Mariano Rivera and Andy Pettit.
There you go.
Mo barely pitched. You know, the greatest closer of all time. He barely pitched, and Andy Pettit had made 12 starts. You know, he was our number two or number three starter. He made 12 starts. So I'm very proud of our team for fighting through all the injuries. We had every reason to make excuses and say, well, you know what, we're injured, it's not our year. And there are plenty of teams that have had that happen. You know, some of their best players go down, and I'm not saying that they throw in the towel, but, you know, they use those as excuses, and they don't make the playoffs, and they say, well, we'll get them next year because we were injured this year. You know, but one of the reasons that we are a little bit banged up is that we're just an older team. You know, we're experienced. I like that word better than older, but, you know, when you don't have a lot of young players coming in, the older players have to carry the load. Older players are going to play through some injuries that they might take a few games off here or there. Otherwise, if you had some more younger players that could fill a void, but we just had an old team. I mean, even our veterans off the bench were in their mid to late 30s and early 40s. So we had a lot of guys that just fought through some injuries because later in your career, you're going to have to deal with those things.
I would think, Mark, it's awfully difficult when you have those type of injuries and you bring in a young player from the minor leagues or maybe you sign a free agent and putting those people in the lineup, that it might put more pressure on the veteran players that are healthy trying to pick up the slack so that the young players that are untested maybe to some degree, you know, get their feet on the ground and get acclimated to things. I mean, does that happen with a team like that?
Of course, and especially with the Yankees. I mean, in New York, you're expected to win every single game, and the fans are the most demanding, the best fans in baseball. And so as a young player, you know, we don't call up many rookies at all. But when we do, we call up that young rookie, and sometimes you can just see the deer in headlights look because here they are playing their first game, you know, putting on the pinstripes at Yankee Stadium, and then you have to fill in for Derek Jeter or fill in for Mariano Rivera. And that's almost not fair. I was very lucky that I broke in 2003 with the Texas Rangers, and we weren't very good. It's not fun losing, but as a rookie, you would almost rather, you know, break in with a team that's just building, and you're part of the rebuilding process, rather than get thrown in the fire on a first-place team, and you better succeed, and you better play well, or you're going to hear it from the fans, from the media, and even sometimes from your teammates.
I'm interested in streaks. I've always been fascinated by them, and I'm an outsider, so I'm sure your perspective is much better than mine. When you look at the Yankees and the poor hitting they had in the postseason, A-Rod goes 3-for-25, Robinson Cano 3-for-40. Tell me a little bit about how players view streaks and struggles.
Well, it's unfortunate that, you know, we had those struggles in the playoffs. You know, if our season would have ended after the Orioles series, when we grinded out a five-game series and won that series, we would have all said, man, what a great season. We won the most games in the American League. Unfortunately, we got swept in Detroit, and we just got really cold. And a streak a slump during the season, you know, you work on things to get out of it. And sometimes it takes 5 days. Sometimes it takes, you know, 10 days, 15 days. But eventually you get out of it, and that's why we play so many games. Well, in the playoffs, you may only have 5 games, you know, and if you're lucky, you get 10. So you can go 5, 10, 15 games of being really bad and trying to work out of that slump, and the season's over, and you look at your playoffs, and you go, wow, I stunk in the playoffs. So it's really just, I don't want to say it's completely random, but there's a lot of randomness to the ebb and flow of a baseball season, and you have certain guys that you've never heard of that are the World Series MVP because he gets hot. And other guys that, you know, the number four hitter on the team that you expected to hit all these home runs, and he went, you know, 2-for-30. That just happens. That's baseball. That, especially as a hitter, there is a lot of failure in baseball, and you have to be able to deal with it and fight through those tough streaks.
You know as well as I do, the old adage is that on the day you go 3-for-3, you remember the day you went 0-for-3 to try to keep it even keeled. And yet I know everybody is kind of, maybe the hitting coach is whispering in your ear, maybe the manager is whispering in your ear. How hard is it to block all of that out so you don't get yourself in a mental yo-yo situation during a streak?
It's very difficult. You know, I've always believed in the phrase, you know, or the saying, when you're going good, you're not as good as you think. And when you're going bad, you're not as bad as you think. So mentally, like you said, it's very important to keep that even keel. And you are going to have everybody and their brother telling you how to get out of a slump. And, you know, in my 10 years, I've had 100 slumps. You know, some of them 2 or 3 games, some of them a month, some of them 2 months. I mean, I've had just really bad streaks, but I've always gotten out of them. And so, for me, it's always been stick to your plan. You know your strengths. You know what you have to do to be successful over a long season. And really just have confidence in yourself. I mean, baseball is a game that will beat you down and it will humble you very quickly. But you also have to have that confidence. Not cockiness, you know, not going out there and pumping your chest every time you hit a home run, but the confidence in the batter's box that you're going to get the job done. If not today, tomorrow or the next day.
Very interesting and insightful conversation we're having with Mark Teixeira, the first baseman for the New York Yankees. And as articulate as you hear him talk about baseball, he also is involved in some other things that we're going to talk about when we come back on the other side. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.